wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Dr. David Oyedebo, the presiding bishop of Winners Chapel International, to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppression of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet.
Today is solid in honor of Jesus. And he that honors me, I will honor. Expect God's honor in return for your act of obedience. Expect God's honor in return for your act of obedience. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your two hands and bless the name of the Lord for the sessions we have had. The first word, the second word, and the outline for the WSF meetings. If you got anything from there, give God thanks. You got anything from the word, the first word, give God thanks. You got anything from the second word, give God thanks. You got anything from the going through the outline for WSF meetings, give God thanks. Thank you, Jesus. And blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Jesus, speak to me in this last segment of this meeting. Now, God's word is the carrier of God's power. So every time the word of God is injected, the power of God is imparted. Every time the word of God is injected, the power of God is imparted. Nothing empowers like an encounter with the word. Every time a word comes through to a man, that man and that woman is empowered to manifest the content of that word. Amen. As many as receive the word, to them he gave power to manifest the content of the word as sons of God. Even as many as believe on his name. Empowerment comes through word encounter. Jesus, grant me an encounter in this last segment of this meeting. Go ahead and pray. Grant me an encounter in this last segment of this empowerment, leadership empowerment summit. Thank you, Jesus. I desire an encounter with your word, Jesus, that will empower me to maximize the remaining days of this prophetic season. And far beyond. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. One day, God said to me, "My son, you have two eyes. Can you make one to look up? I want to look down." It didn't work. Anytime you are looking unto man, never claim to be looking unto me. But if you fix your eyes on me, you'll never be ashamed. Not just that I heard that word, it empowers me to live with it. Glory to God. So I consider what we have, what we don't have, when God gives an instruction. Praise God. I must tell you the truth. There was no budget for the 10,000 churches this year. It came after we are done with the budget. And yet, as costly as that was, he did it. So don't joke with the word. Don't joke. Don't ever joke with the word. It's your original source of empowerment. Your original source of empowerment. The same way I open the heavens over the life of individuals, I open the heavens over organizations, institutions, corporations, and even churches. I heard that from Hebrews chapter 7, verse 1 to 8. And jumped at it, kept at it, still doing so, and heavens still opening. It's not just having an encounter with what God says, but being empowered through that encounter. Now, in the name of Jesus, this last segment, something will reach you that will empower you to your next level. Yeah. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. As people gathered all around the world at this time to this summit, do a new thing in all of our assemblies. Do a new thing in the life of every member. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's my year of breaking limits. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be comfortably seated. For this last segment, we'll be looking at this subject, engaging the God of speed for the full delivery of the balance of our church growth agenda for the year. The balance. Engaging the God of speed for the full delivery of the balance of our church growth agenda for the year. I call it balance because you have been told, both in the first world and the second world, that the 10,000 churches is already settled. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. The last army of foot soldiers took their positions yesterday in their respective locations for a launch of the church or the churches tomorrow Sunday. Can I hear your loudest amen? Facilities ready for all of them. Accommodation ready for all of them. Amen. And that has taken us over the 10,000 mark. Is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And so we are not announcing any more enlistment of full-time pastors. It's already over. If you now tell us to do 30,000 next year, you can come. Praise God. Amen. But what a joy that people that sat in darkness are now beginning to see a great light. What a joy that in villages where no light, no ray of light ever appears, now have the beam of heaven right in their midst. Give the Lord one more time a big hand of praise. And I want all of our leaders to know that God who saw your labor in secret, He will reward you openly. Amen. All of our area pastors, zonal pastors, district and provincial pastors, all our state pastors across the nation, and all your team members that work with you, God is not looking for you to use, He's looking for you to bless. You shall all be blessed for your labors in the name of Jesus. For all the field soldiers who answered the call and are now on the field, in the name of Jesus, the same way these 10,000 churches came to pass, God's agenda for each of you will come to pass like a dream of the night. None of you shall fail. The seventh return with joy, saying even demons are subject to us in your name. You will return with joy. When I sent you without pots or scripts or shoes, lack you anything, and they said nothing, you shall not lack any good thing as you serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. And for all winners who have been part of this church growth prophetic agenda for the year. We've been reaching out, we've been on the prayer altar. God who sees your labor in secret, He will reward you openly. The remaining part of this year shall be your season of open reward. All those who think you are wasting your time will come to celebrate your God with you. From afar off, good news will start racing in your direction. Good news will start racing in your direction. In the name of Jesus Christ. We have about 3 weeks more to go. We are here to learn how to engage the God of speed for the full delivery of the balance of our church growth agenda for the year. The two main ones remaining. One, that the attendance of each assembly here will be minimum double. Minimum double. The average Sunday attendance of 2019. Secondly, the number of saints shall be minimum double the record of 2019 in every church. We have seen the first one, it's the very first, the planting of 10,000 churches, far beyond us. He said he will, and he did. All we did was partner with him and watch him as he did it. In the same vein, may our partnership result in the delivery of our own breaking limit prophetic package for the year. Let me hear your loudest amen. We serve a God of speed. He created the world and the fullness thereof in 6 days. You're all familiar with that in Genesis 1:1-31. The God of speed brought forth Rebecca to Abraham's servant as soon as it was dawn, praying. Genesis 24:12-14 and 18-26 was a whole lot of drama as the God of speed spent it. Grant me speed today, he said. And suddenly, Rebecca showed up at the well. The answer came the same day he prayed. The God of speed. The God of speed answered Elijah on Mount Carmel within minutes. The priest of Baal went there for money. But at the time of the evening sacrifice, Elijah prayed, the prayer was less than 3 minutes. And the fire of the Lord fell. The God that answered by fire simply means the God that answered with speed. The God that answered with speed. 1 Kings 18:23-39. And the voice came, the Lord is God. The hand of the God of speed was upon Elijah, and he outran the chariot of Ahab to the gate of Jezreel, about 20 miles distance. The chariot had left before him, verse 46. He already alerted Ahab, get thee now, lest the rain will stop thee. I'll be coming after. He fled by the hand of God, the hand of speed. Arrived at the gate before Ahab. The hand of the God of speed is coming on us as a church and coming on you as an individual. God of speed. I wrote the book, The Miracle Seed, in 5 days. Written, edited, set for the press. I wrote the book, Keys to Answer Prayer. It's a little book. 2 days. they have of the God of spirit. That hand is coming on your life. And then let me tell you what was in the miracle series. It is not an ordinary trash. A Catholic boy, devoted Catholic, took the book and was driven by the Holy Ghost to go to a mountain to read. Catholics don't go to mountains. The Spirit of God in the book drove him to the mountain to read. He gave his life to Christ in chapter 1. Was filled with the Holy Ghost with everything speaking in tongues in chapter 3. He's head of the ministry today. The ministry is called Miracle Seed Ministry. Amen. So it's not chance. Anointing for breakthrough, I wrote a chapter per night. A chapter per night. The hand of the God of speed. Watch out. Something will turn, that will turn every of your 1 year to be like 1 month. Amen. By the hand of the God of speed, we will see wonders tomorrow. The God of speed gathered almost the whole city into church within a week. The next Sabbath, the Bible says, the next Sabbath day, almost the whole city gathered together to hear the word of God. It turned that church to a city without walls. People were sitting everywhere. The road was blocked. And it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But the God of speed has always been in our midst, as illustrated by the following very humbling experiences. We have a facility in Kaduna at the Garden of Faith called Freddie Casey Price Hall. It was built in 2 weeks. How many weeks? It has not been rebuilt. 1990. The date, I got it wrong yesterday. It was February 19 to March 4. February 19 to March 4, 1990. Within 2 weeks, we dedicated the facility on the 4th of March. Praise God. The God of speed has always manifested himself in our midst. Why did we call him for a Casey Price Hall? He came visiting our church, great ministry. And I was to see him off in Lagos. We took off to the airport in Kaduna, and the Lord said to me, get back home and lay the foundation of that building now. We just moved to Garden of Faith. I said, sir, the Lord just spoke to me to get back home and lay a foundation for an auditorium. David, if the Lord told you that, please go back. If he said no, perhaps I may not go back. We have learned to respect elders. But he walks in the spirit. If the Lord told you, David, get back now. So I turned back from the airport. And I put 4 people at the four corners of the building. And we call it Foundation Day today. I called the 4 people 2 weeks. See, I said, see after me, 2 weeks. Amen. You need to see the video of that dedication. Awesome. We were laying the blocks and plastering at the same time. Praise God. Glory to God. Everything was drying up at the same time. The God of speed. The God of speed came in our midst. January 94. and took our church from 3,000 plus to 50,000 plus in 5 years. Moved us from 3,000 plus to 10,000 plus 1 year, from 10,000 plus to 19,000 plus 1 year, another year from 19,000 to 26,000 1 year. We departed humorously from the old church counting 50,004 people. The glory of God. Come on, give the Lord praise. The hand of the God of speed is coming upon your life today. The God of speed came as usual and commanded the building of the tabernacle in 1 year. Only him can command that. No technical expert will buy it. In fact, if it was announced that technical men should make their input, many will insult God. That tell God, we are talking about technical matter. He doesn't know technical things. God didn't go to school. We are talking of engineering feat. We are not talking about prophecy that somebody believed. Tell him now. Or can we tell him for you? Father, your servant is afraid to tell you, but let's tell you. Because we are technical experts. We have revealed the matter. It is impossible. The Frenchman was impossible. It's impossible. God, don't let people laugh you to scorn. It can never happen. The God of speed stepped in before our very eyes as said by God according to his set time. Faith Tabernacle was dedicated 18th of September 1999. Come on, give the Lord praise. The word that instructed that building came 17th of September 1998. And he named September 18, 1999 for his dedication. Only God could do that. The God of speed. The God of speed. The God of speed. The God of, it has nothing to do with experience. It has to do with your faith. It has to do with my faith. It has to do with our faith. He brought it to pass. The God of speed has come back in our midst. We are going to see wonders. The hand of God built the first phase of Covenant University construction. Gave the order February 12th. We had to do preparations and buy tippers and buy earth moving equipment. And so we began construction in the wilderness, 6th of March. He dedicated it 21st of October. Road, water, sewage, everything. 2 months of residence that are still standing there to occupy 1,500 students, one for male, one for female. God was speed. We never look for students. Sir. They were here before we started. God was speed. 7 months. Never seen that in our life. But he did it. The God of speed has always been amazed. We are going to turn him on for the next 3 weeks. And we shall see wonders. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Then came the God of wonder double. God of super speed. Came visiting March or May 2nd, 2015. Immediately I knew God was about to do something strange again. And let's be the pastors. God has said prepare. June 1, we embark on a fast to June 7th. Open the operation for massive invasion of our various territories and leading men out of darkness to light. The church shall go from 113,000 to 239,000 in 7 weeks. Come and give the Lord praise. Awesome God, our God of speed. We saw the God of speed last year against us by planting for himself over 5,000 churches. We've never had that kind of tall order in the life of this ministry. I will plant 5,000 churches all across the villages and hamlets of this country. He put Jara on it. 5,082 churches were planted. Come and give them a prayer. You also know that all the tithes and offerings that will be received from those churches cannot equal the tithes and offerings of our pastors in Canaan land. Praise God. But you can't give what you don't have. You give at your level. If your purpose says for 20 naira in a month, your tithe is 2 naira when you understand it. Amen. And your offering for the month is 2 naira. Praise God. Offering, project, everything. So you are 4 naira of your serious devotion to God, which will use to change your story. Can I hear you, amen? So God knows we are not looking for what to get, we are out for what to give. And so he began to bless it. The growth has been tremendous. Give the Lord a big hand of prayer. And then he came with a big bang. A big, big bang. 10,000 churches. It was not part of our plan. Our plan in the leadership is to consolidate the planting of churches of last year. He said, don't consolidate. Go forward. By planting 10,000 new churches. The challenges are obvious. Where would the men come from? What are the resources? It's finished. Come on, give the Lord praise. I've said all this to let us know we have always had the God of speed in our midst. Now, let's turn him on. Glory to God. Now, let's turn him on. We have experienced the hand of God of speed over the years. Truly, there is nothing too hard for our God. I'm the Lord God of all flesh. Anything too hard for me? There is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing impossible for God. The God of speed is still on the throne and he changes not. He will manifest himself in the next 3 weeks like never before in our midst. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Jesus, the master builder, is still on duty. The God of speed will manifest himself in the next 3 weeks in our midst. And that like never before. Like never before. But the hand of the God of speed is provoked by the following. One. By our faith, who had believed our report, and unto whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. Isaiah 53:1. What God spake with his mouth to my father David, has also with his hand fulfilled it. So the hand of God is the hand of speed, and that is provoked by our faith. The hand of God is the hand of speed, and that is provoked by the faith of the redeemed. Somebody who has been having problem with getting his 10 souls, you will get them in grand style in the next 1 week. They will follow Jesus so hard that the following Sunday they bring some other people. They become active disciples of Christ in their various environments. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Great is their faith. And his servant was made whole that said same hour. Matthew 8:10-13. Great is thy faith. Great faith is one of the ways we provoke the hand of the God of speed. Number two, the hand of the God of speed is also provoked by prayers. And so, Genesis 24:12-14. Abraham's servant prayed this prayer. I have received an assignment from his master. O Lord God of my father Abraham, I pray thee send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, as I stand here by the well of water, daughters of men of the city, come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that this damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, behold, Rebekah came out. The God of speed, when called upon in prayer, steps in. And you know the rest of the story. Rebekah became Abraham's God-ordained wife in response to the prayer for speed. The God of speed showed up. The God of speed will manifest himself today and lead to massive influx of souls in our services tomorrow. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We already talked about Elijah as he prayed. the cloud formed, and rain descended. Praise God. For 3.5 years there had no rain. But he prayed earnestly. The God of peace stepped in, and the heavens poured down his rain. Number three, to provoke the hand of the God of speed, we must be addicted to a lifestyle of thanksgiving and praise. Thanksgiving and praise. It turns things around with speed. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, there might not be fruit in the vine, the fruit of the olive will fail, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation. And the Lord will make my feet like high speed, and get me up supernaturally upon my high places. It changes people's story dramatically. Dramatically. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And now we multiply them, they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, they shall not be small. Verse 21, and their nobles shall be of themselves. And their God shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause them to draw near, and they shall approach unto me. For who is this that engages his heart to approach unto me, said the Lord. So when we engage our heart in thanksgiving and rejoicing, the God of speed steps in. The God of speed steps in. With these three demands at work, we are bringing back into our midst the raw manifestations of the God of speed. And we shall see it. And we shall see it. And we shall see it. But show me your faith without your works, and I show you my faith by my works. God said he would dedicate this sanctuary, so we moved in the following day. What did we move in? Show me your faith without your works, and I show you my faith by my works. We moved in the following day and became laborers with him. Real labor. Serious labor. One day I sat, I saw my body sitting on my leg. The first thing I remember that, or I come to know by experience, that is the leg that bears the body, and not the body, the leg. My body sat on my leg. I was stood for about 22 hours. An active partnership with Jesus towards the delivery of his agenda. So we are not waiting for the agenda to deliver. We are playing our part to see it delivered. Can I hear your amen? We are playing our part to see it delivered. And so the journey began. The following day, he said it. Without works is dead. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. What is my part in seeing this church growth agenda for my local assembly realized? Don't ask, what shall this man do? Do your own. When Jesus told Peter the kind of way he would die, and Peter said, what of this man? What shall he do? He said, what is that to you? Praise your own. Praise your own. Look out for your path and engage with your path. It will define your future. Look out for your path and engage with your past, it will be, it will secure your future. Because everyone shall be rewarded according to his own labor. God does not bless groups, he blesses individuals. God does not honor groups, he honors individuals. He that serves me, him will my father honor, not they. God does not promote groups, he promotes individuals. Promotion does not come from the east, nor from the west. God is judge of all. He sets one up and he brings another one down. Just identify your path and go full blast into it. It will change your story forever. Thank you, Jesus. Well, there is little wonder. God is light. 1 John 1:5. And so you operate by the spirit of light. Let us engage in active partnership with Jesus so we can see the wonders that he has in store for us. Please know that our testimonies of yesterday, they set the pace for the victory we desire today. David said, God who gave me the lion and the bear, he will bring down this empty Goliath today. Did God do it or not? God, wait a minute. You will beat the faith tabernacle in 1 year. You have proved more than, beyond any doubt, that you are the God of speed. You will double this church in 6 weeks. You have proved that you are the God of speed. You double it again the same year. Amen. We went over double the attendance of August by October 25. Not by chance. The God of speed at work. You are proof that you are the God of speed. You are proof that you are the God of speed. And that's why we can't afford to ignore the God of speed to deliver any of his divine agenda. For only him can deliver within set time. Only him can deliver within the set time. God sets time for all his agenda on the earth. The Lord is as Sarah has said. The Lord speaks as Sarah has spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the set time. 2020 is God's set time to double, minimum double, the average attendance of 2019. In 2020 is God's set time to plant himself 10,000 churches and in it. Now, 2020 is God's set time to double the number of saved. The ball is in everyone's court. No one will miss God's set time here. You will not miss God's set time. You don't want an exam hall at your own time. You tell the regulator, yep, I was busy, I was having some time with my children. And they say you are late. Late for what? Didn't you say 7th of November? Okay, what's today? You are supposed to be here for 8. 8 for what? I was talking with my children. Train up a child in the way that I shall go. They say, okay, when you finish your grammar, if you don't go from here, I will call police for you. Because you have missed the time for the exam. You are going to repeat it the next time they write. And that could be next year. Let's come awake. Don't keep looking at what somebody else will do. Do your own. Do your own. You don't go around calling people, excuse me, you know the exam is 8 o'clock this morning. Then they saw me, you know. Amen. And I said, please go now. It's not best time to go. You also miss it. So he told me to repeat the following year. Stop waiting for others so you don't waste your destiny. Get on the move. Each one knows what they are looking for. You won't miss your portion. You will not miss your portion. You will not miss your portion. The work to do is simple. Let all said ministers accept responsibility to mobilize their members to ensure that their said replicates before this season is over. Any said that will not replicate within the 3 months prophetic agenda has not succeeded. Amen. No, that will replicate in February. That's when there's lockdown. People don't have where to go, so you can do it yourself. Praise God. This is now church time. Anything can happen even today. Something will happen to yourself. Very important. What's your part in ensuring that the church grows minimum twice is having attendance of 2019? Ensure your 10 standing souls, both in the kingdom and in this church. In case you have been having issues, now ensure that every remaining Sunday of this prophetic season, you are before the Lord with at least one brand new soul. Either as an invitee, so he can meet Jesus who will save him, or as a convert, who will be strengthened and preserved as you bring him to church. Can I hear you? Amen? That's the way to go. Without faith, we cannot secure the hand of the God of speed. You need to see the wonder before Covenant University opened up. We were trying to pave the front of the first college building and rain was falling. All kinds of native intelligence, technical intelligence came to play on how do we protect this thing from rain so we can complete this turning of this place. I stood in the rain. Christ was counted. Our other leader stood in the rain. This guy will tell you no matter what. I said, can you send to Dumex? Do they have tarpaulin? Can you send to somewhere else? We must start this place. No, we won't go through more into this building. That's active partnership. We thought that you sleep at home. Okay, it's raining. Let's change the date now from 21 to 21 November because there will be dry season. That's a lazy man's approach. Look, it is a must. After you finish the building and then you can't have where to enter the building from. It's not possible. Not in this place. Not here. Retarded. Glory to God. When the rain, no, we won't give up. The rain gave up. Rain. Now, two of us are here. We won't let go. You will be the one to let go. We have dominion over you from creation. You don't have dominion over us. That's active partnership. Please listen. Every prophetic word will deliver on the quality of your partnership with Jesus. You must do what he tells you to do before he can step in to confirm it. Fill the water pot with water. No, that's not dignifying. You'll be fetching water when you're looking for wine. Oh God, no, no. Oh God, no. And then you speak in tongues to communicate with him directly. God, say something better. We can't be fetching water. We look like fools. You have no wine, it become a proverb in town. Marriage without wine, Cana of Galilee. Marriage without wine, Cana of Galilee. Poor people, they married. Cana without wine. Marriage without wine, at Cana of Galilee. Even Jesus was present, no wine. Even Mary was present, no wine. They'll be singing in town. In my place where you commit something like that, they will start using it to sing. Amen. During mastery time. They will sing it in front of your house. So you know that you are the one they are singing it to. Praise God. Amen. When we forget the acts of yesterday, God's acts of yesterday, we miss his acts today. He's manifested himself variously as the God of speed. Psalm 28 and verse 5. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them, he shall not build them up. Let me just say, God forbid. Say it loud, God forbid. We have seen too much of him. We can't afford to doubt him. The God of spirit is here at work. Every single assembly, we are the pastor, the team and the members, they are to believe God. Shall be minimum double the average 2019 attendance. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thy testimonies of the past have I taken as an heritage forever. They are the rejoicing of my heart. What you did before has convinced me you are up to it. You are more than up to it. God who gave me the lion and the bear, David said, you give me this uncircumcised Philistine today, that this empty noise will end. And God did it. God's acts of yesterday is what sets the pace for our victory today. In Psalm 119 verse 144, the righteousness of thy testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. Whatever you did yesterday, you have committed yourself to do it today when we demand of it. And to live forever. The righteousness, the validity of thy testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding, I shall live. That's your portion. Therefore, we must keep recounting the acts of God in the past to commit him to our victory in the present and future battles. Tomorrow, we will see the God of speed in action. During our midweek service of next week, we shall see the God of speed in action. At the service next coming Saturday, in fact, beginning from today, we shall see the God of speed in action. And so shall it be. Let me conclude with this. In the growth of the church lies the glory of every hearty, engaging child of God. Who is this that engage his heart to seek unto me? I will turn them from non-entities to nobles. I will turn them from peasants to captains for engaging their heart and driving my agenda. They engage their heart in driving my agenda. They engage their heart in pursuing my agenda. And we saw the agenda of church growth in that chapter 30 and verse 19 of Deuteronomy. Chapter 30 and verse 19 of Jeremiah. I will multiply them in response to their heart of thanksgiving. They shall not be few. I will change their status. It shall not be small. Everyone engaging, God has vowed to change your status. Let me hear your loudest amen. Say like someone who believes it. Say like someone who believes it. You know how cheap this is? Every soul, old and young, male and female, boys and girls, have equal value before the Lord. You don't have any problem. In case you have an issue talking to adults, talk to children. Amen. Buy their granola to see their audience. They are selling granola. Amen. Buy his tomato. You don't need it, but buy the tomato. Another will finish with him, give him the tomato. Amen. But secure his attention. Boys and girls, old and young. A 12-year-old girl was led to Christ by members of our outreach team and brought the mother and five other siblings to church. 12-year-old led the family out of darkness. God is still on his throne. One of our converts and one of my outreaches, 9-year-old, he told the mother, because he left the mother's telephone number, he has no phone. Papa said, every member of the family will come to church on Sunday. So are you the one to be leading us now? He told the father said, I will go. He told the grandmother said, I will go. And came with three other siblings. Well, the mother said, we'll go. All of them are members of this church. Come. 9-year-old. So nobody has an excuse. Engage. Let me share with you this story and then we share the goodness. Dramatic change of story via kingdom service. I gave God the sacrifice, which was equivalent to my full 2016 12 months gross salary. That was the biggest sacrifice I had ever sold. I gave my first fruit in January and set aside 20% for kingdom investments. From the 20%, 10% was my tithe, 5% was kingdom advancement, which I targeted at the faith theater, and 5% was my help seed to the lady around me. And my converse, as Bishop taught us, to make a help list. The same day I gave my first fruit, I got another job, and my monthly salary is in foreign currency. My monthly salary has been multiplied 31 times my salary when I gave the Shiloh sacrifice. When I came to Shiloh 2016, as if that was not enough, in 2017, I was listed by the World Bank as one of the four leading women in open data in Africa. I'm featured in a Harvard curriculum as a data champion in Africa. I graduated from the University of Port Harcourt with a 2.2. I do not know how I got into Harvard. You won't know where you get to where God will send you. Lastly, I've been listed as a global shepherd at the World Economic Forum in Africa. I have come to say thank you, Heavenly Father, for changing my story. Your story will change. These are breached. Then another one came this year from the same source. It's not about getting there, it's about staying there. It's not about being in love, it's about staying in love. It's not about serving God, it's about sustaining your stewardship. Hit and run does not work. Not with God. By the help of God, I continue to this day. You receive that help today. You receive that help today. In the beginning of 2020, I wrote a vision. A vision board of what I wanted God to do for me. It included a new job, funding for my non-profit organization, my husband's promotion, among others. However, while I was praying on them, the Holy Spirit instructed me to change it from a personal vision board to a kingdom vision board. Then I did. I wrote down the following. Complete my 10 souls for Christ. Increase my kingdom advancement budget to 35% of my salary. Pay my corporate side tithe for the NGO I co-founded. Buy a bus for the church. Engage in a fast for 12 days every month towards the delivery of the 2020 church planting mandate. Build a rural church for Christ through mission adoption scheme. Can you imagine a young lady fasting 12 days a month to see the 10,000 church planting mandate come to pass? Imagine how joyful she will be today that the target has been reached. I cannot tell how many people were in prayers and fasting for you. Nothing happens without an input. May every of your secret labor be openly rewarded. No title, no ordination. When I saw what I listed, it caused me to sweat. However, I began in January, and then God responded. God helped me, helped towards the delivery of the 10 for Christ souls. This is one person who got 10 in January. 10. Now, in March, after we paid our corporate tithe, the NGO received $43,000 for a project we never applied for. In June, in my place of work, I got a promotion that to lead 7 countries in Africa in September. I got a quantum leap job beyond my expectations, and that gave me the opportunity to lead global initiatives. The job comes with a palm sweating salary, thereby enabling me to conveniently build a rural church with just 1 month's salary. Give the Lord a big hand. When serving God becomes your delight, your rewards are incomparable. No man can grant you what God will grant you. Now, the good news is this. Before 29th of November, palm sweating blessings. Palm, that is, your hand is sweating. As they put your hand is sweating. Palm sweating order of blessings will locate you. Yeah. You know what it means to build a rural church with 1 month's salary? No rural church costs less than 10 million. No rural church costs less than 10 million. No rural church costs less than 10 million. Awesome, God. If it's in your heart, He puts it in your hand. Whatever good thing is in any man's heart for the kingdom, it was only their hand. Amen. If it's in your heart, it must reach your hand. If it's truly in your heart, it must reach your hand. Before I had my first bank account, I desired of the Lord, if you ever bless me, I want to be part of building you churches. It's an awesome delight today to be involved in it for life. As a matter of fact, I said to Jesus, help me to build you at least 1,000 churches before I come over to rest in heaven. It was in my heart. God began to put it in my heart. You'll be surprised. There is no one here who will end his journey as an ordinary believer. Your era of enviable change of story has finally come. Thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and stand to your feet, please. One more time, give the Lord a big hand of praise. Lift up your two hands, everybody. Celebrate the faithfulness of God. Magnify Him from the depth of your heart. Someone has been empowered to his next level. In Jesus precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Are you being revived? Yes, sir. You are not sounding so. Yes, let me have you say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is nothing called luck in the kingdom. The difference between one believer and the other is light. What is it? The difference between one worker in the kingdom and another is light. How many believe that God will steal back a new cell from theirs before this season is over? Amen. As you believe it, prove that you do by working at it. How many are sure that this church will be minimum twice in the attendance of 2019. Are you very sure? Yes, now, play your part to prove that you believe it. How many believe God for their 10 standing soul before the Lord before this season is over? Prove that you do by being on our for Jesus. Prove that you do, lift up your two hands and begin to demand the God of speed to place his hand on you. Begin to demand the hand of the God of speed on your life. Begin to demand the hand of the God of speed on your life. Begin to demand the hand of the God of speed on your life. Begin to demand the hand of the God of speed on your life. To deliver your beat. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. The Bible enjoins us to provoke one another to love. To provoke one another to love. This week I went out with my team and we returned with 5:26 or 5:36, I can't remember. First day, and the following day it increased by 2, making 1,000 plus. This week, in spite of my extreme busy schedule. Well, the good news, our score sheet in my outreach office, 53,223 souls reached out for Christ this year. Last week alone, 4,000, this week, sorry, 4,045 souls. So it's not in that kind of place where someone will be looking for one and not get. And what are you doing? You're endearing your life and destiny to God. You are committing God to keep decorating your life for your obedience of faith. You are keeping evil far away from your tabernacle. You are securing a triumphant lifestyle on the earth. Don't watch this thing. Engage with it. My heart blesses you. My entire being reaches out to you. That my God will redeem you with zeal far beyond the one he gave me. That you'll be engaging with these things all the days of your life with utmost delight. That reaching out to souls will be like eating food for you. Praying for souls to be saved and established in the kingdom will be like drinking water when you are thirsty. I pray that no one here will ever tell the story of when they used to serve God. You'll never be found in a cult. You will remain in church for life. You'll never go after native doctors. You fulfill your glorious destiny in Christ in a grand style. You shall fulfill your glorious destiny in Christ in grand style. In the name of Jesus. So awake that thou that sleepest. You don't sleep to win the prize in a race. No, you are awake. I'm pushing. I'm pressing. You are awake. You are pushing. You are pressing. You are awake. You are pushing. And you are pressing. You are awake. You are pushing and you are present. The grace to keep pushing until you get at the prize. Receive it now. Amen. Even today, anybody you call will answer. Amen. Anybody you say, come over to our WSF meeting, will follow you. Amen. Anybody you say, you are coming with church to me tomorrow, will follow you. Let me close with this illustration. No father or mother is ever happy to have your son repeating the same class over and over again. God does not want any of his children to be stagnated. You have gone around that mountain long enough. I want to open new chapters to your life. That's the service of Sunday. God is saying, you have gone around that mountain long enough. It's been the same experience 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years. Too much. Success today, if not improved upon, becomes failure tomorrow. Success is about making satisfactory progress. Stagnant water smells. No one's life here will start smelling. A great building today becomes rubble tomorrow. We're not improved upon. Okay, that building used to be the best building in town, but it's now mere rubble. It's now mere rubble. No one's life here will ever be stagnated again. So market Jesus with this truth. God wants you to go forward. And he's inviting you to this next level banquet to move your life forward. Stagnant water smells. God does not want you to smell. He wants to be an attraction that others will follow into salvation. Come on, let him break off the seed of stagnation of your life. Marketers will be smart with the goods they are marketing. That's the market for Sunday. In the name of Jesus, every one of us that attends that service will never be at the same spot anymore. Amen. You know, this church has never known stagnation. It will be 40 years next May. When you go to a town, you find out from people who are there where you are going. You know, you are going. GPS does not work everywhere. Amen. In your village, is there any GPS that can locate any house? There is no street. Amen. Pray. Even the place is not on the map. So GPS is confused. You just get go on the highway. There's no highway. Amen. But wherever you are, serving God will get him to locate you. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro in all the earth to show himself strong. So for those of us in the various villages, God will locate those individuals. Everybody serving God in truth will be located for a change of level. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your two hands. Go in peace. You have honored God by your coming today. You'll never lack honor in your life. You have been serving God without anybody saying thank you to you. It's because God is about to change your position. God never says thank you. When he's impressed, he changes your level. Everybody's level is changing supernaturally. Yes. And so shall it be. Yes. Remember, the theme for Shiloh 2020 is, what is it? Turn around encounters. It shall become your new life adventure. Yes. Your steps shall become turnaround steps. Yeah. Your business shall become turnaround business. Yeah. It will be turning again and again and again. Yeah. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks. Please, after we share the goodness.
You have been empowered for all-round victory, exploit, and unquestionable dominion over all life challenges. The end has come to all struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimonies with us by calling us on 031-301-6266 or 074-575-9240. You can equally send us an email to wmadurban@yahoo.com. Best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at in Durban. Our services hold on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. for English and Zulu interpreted services, and on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. God bless you.